But I do know that we're not, since we're not meeting next month, I would imagine when we reconvene in September, we'll have a lot more to talk about and hopefully be ready to hit the ground running.
Great.
So have you, I guess I'm just asking, like, what is your support system like at U City?
Right now, since I've not received, because I know there are already some things in place. Like, say, for example, Thursday, we're doing bingo. That's already in place. There's no need to mess with the oiled machine. I know Leslie, who works directly with Linda, has told me as soon as we get this confirmation on this calendar, she'd be happy to sit down and we can kind of look at what's already in place, where I would need help, and then reaching once that's approved, then I'll know what I need in terms of support, whether that be turning to the commission, looking for volunteers, whatever the case may be.
So, is it in your plan, like in the past, where we actually had a place for seniors to go to on a weekly basis? I mean, is that your idea that we would have a U City senior center?
Well, I mean, like you talking about the cross from Chinooks?
Right.
I know that
Well,
that is.
maybe not there. I mean, I don't know where, but they used to have a place, and it was a very active organization, this U City Senior Center. I'm just wondering if that's in your goal.
Okay, so where was this place?
Well, the one that if the last one was at the I'm sorry, my household is a little wild. The last one was at the community center. The one previous that I years ago was in the old library. And Linda, you know better than I, but there used to be a real senior center. We haven't had that for many, many, many years.
My thought was that once renovations and everything are in place, based upon some of the ideas that I came up with for activities, we would be utilizing that space across from Schnucks and utilizing the rec center as well. Because a lot of the things I came up with would involve the library or involve the Heman Center or involve the rec center. Having a singular place where all activity could happen, I didn't even know that was an option. It'd be great if we had that, but I was unaware that that was even an option. I thought, because some of the things that we've come up with, because we even at the last bingo, people expressed an interest in doing some things at the golf course. So since we have so many, well, I won't say so many, since we have a variety of places to use around the U City area and the parks and all that kind of stuff, that was kind of how I put together my plan. If I have the option of a location that is mainly for senior usage, I'll be more than happy to jump on that and
Okay.
take advantage of that. That'd be great.
Now back
Okay.
now.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I just had a question for Linda Pritchard. I hear you talking about putting together a calendar and different events and activities. And that's why I was kind of asking about your role. Is would your role also include if I was talking to one of my neighbors or and they said, oh, let's say it's a senior who lives with her mom. So it's two seniors. One is 65 and one is 85. And they say, God, we really need help. My mom needs a walker and we didn't get our last check and we need some food. Would to call almost like a social worker
So be a
who
resource.
is a resource to say,
Here's somebody, a number you can
you would
call.
contact this person or they would contact you, and you would say, you would try to link them with resources,
Yes, definitely.
all activities.
Yes, because it wouldn't just be about activities. It would be about connecting people with resources. Right now, I'm still in the discovery phase of that, finding out what I have access to and what I do not. I don't want to do is just jump the gun and tell people this is the place to call for XYZ, because I need to confirm that's something that can actually be done other than giving a phone number or a website or connecting with an organization. The list I got today was quite extensive. It's a little older, so I need to actually go through the list and see what's still, because since I would imagine this list is probably about 3 to 5 years old. So it's going to need some research to see if the services are still available, if people are still in place, all those types of things. So then I can have, I can put it in our newsletter. I can put it at the library. It can be on the website or whatever the case may be. Or if someone were to call in and say, I need help with finding a walker or a wheelchair or, help with getting food or whatever the case is, I can point people in the right direction and make sure they fully understand that this position helps with other resources, but doesn't provide necessarily the answer. Like, we don't have access to wheelchairs or walkers or food, but
Right.
we know that there are people that do. And making sure not only do I give people that connection, but hopefully make sure that it actually happens. Because what I don't want to do is just give somebody a phone number and say good luck.
Right, you're right. That's
Because
you
that's not really helpful.
don't
You
trust
want to make
them.
sure if we have access to resources that we're using them fully and making sure, because there's a lot of, I think a lot of times what happens too is there is a solution and there's a problem, but those two things kind of do this instead of actually connecting.
Right. That linkage is super important. That makes sense. And as a commission, I think you kind of mentioned it when we were first talking about this position, and we also wanted to see what other communities were doing,
Exactly.
that we had a list of all the cities, Webster Groves, Maplewood, Maryland Heights, and we contacted them. And so I know from the research I did that Maplewood has a really good senior services. They have a coordinator position, and they have a great website. And we divided them alphabetically, so somehow I had the M's or something. And
Right.
then in Maryland Heights had a really good one. And so there, rather than create your own, there's some really
Right. It makes no sense to
out there
reinvent the wheel.
already.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'd rather work smarter than harder. And
True.
I would definitely like to keep that going, where, whether it be twice a year, once a year, whatever the case may be, but we kind of, like you said, divvy up the work, check back with these various other entities and find out what they're currently doing, and we just go ahead and mimic that and maybe take it to the next level if uCity happens to offer something more or something different, and then find vehicles to get that word out. Because I think we're going to need multiple platforms, in addition to the website, because not everybody's, techie. Having a newsletter, having resources at the library, whatever the case may be, so that we're making sure people know about these resources as well.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
thank you.
You're welcome. So
Okay.
that'll be something I'll be working on over these next couple of weeks too. And having that that lull in August, once we reconvene in September, we can there will be an actual plan of action.
Okay.
And what I plan on doing is what has worked in the past, I want to stick with it. I'm not one to recreate, like I said, I'm not one to recreate the wheel. I'm not one to look for difficult ways. If there's a pathway that's been working, I want to continue on with that, ways that we can make that work even better. But to reach out to the other municipalities that are already doing this work, find out what's working for them, find out maybe if there's ways we can even partner. And then getting this information and getting it out to our community is a top priority for me.
I have just a comment on what is working. I've attended the last two Lunch and Learns at the library, and they're doing a great job with that. They have great speakers, really good topics, and have quite a few people in attendance. So that is one thing that I think that should be continued and that we should continue to support.
And I'll be at the one on the 8th, just to kind
Great.
of see, what the process is and everything too, and making sure that information is included in the newsletter. It goes out, we've got the list of all of the upcoming speakers and everything too. So Thursday at Bingo, I'll make sure that copies of that are available at Bingo as well, so that we're sharing information.
Very good.
That's
I think a
good.
lot of people attend both from what from the comments that I got. The people that were at Lunch and Learn said they absolutely loved the bingo. So I think there are a lot of people that are going to both.
Yeah, so I was fortunate to connect with Teresa, and she gave me actually I got it yeah I got an email last week, and then we met, and so she coming topics and speakers. So it's an ideal thing to take with me on Thursday and make sure that people are aware.
Very good. Okay.
And for each of you too, if you have anything that I may be unaware of or that you think we should continue on, or you have new ideas, I'm open. And I'm not prickly, so don't think you're gonna, hurt my feelings or anything, because I want this to be something that works and works for all of us. So if you have suggestions, if you have something that you wish that we had in place, now's the time. Let's go ahead and see what we can make work.
Okay. And then we have your email address somewhere, Linda, or our way to contact you.
Yes,
Is
it
she
should be
available?
on the Zoom email that Linda sent
Documents
out.
that I sent.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's
I
L. Pritchard, and it's Linda with an I.
want. Okay.
Okay. I want to stop because you all just been conversating and have not gone through the agenda at all.
Okay.
So it's like you skip. I mean, I've made some notes. The one thing I will say, somebody needs to take minutes.
Is
Somebody.
this recording?
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's an assignment we can do moving forward, since we've already kind of jumped ahead.
Right.
Will I have access to the recording? Because I can go ahead and
Normally,
take
what?
responsibility for it. Or if there's somebody that already takes notes, I'm not
Well,
sure how the process has worked.
the one of the commissioners did, but she's no longer on. Gretchen used to take the minutes. But the one thing, I mean, this is probably the first true meeting in quite a while. And I want to say the last minutes were in January. I want to say the last full commission meeting that we've had.
Linda, I want to get those approved. So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the January meeting.
Who wants the second?
I'll second.
Mary D, was that you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all approve.
Hi.
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 Okay. Want to introduce Gary Burr. This is Gary's first meeting, as well as Ivy Jackson Davis. This is Miss Ivy's first meeting. And
My apologies
welcome.
Yeah.
Apologies for my tardiness.
Thank you. And I need to say the same. I've been having terrible problems. So if we just get disconnected, it's not you. It's me. Okay.
Okay, we approved the minutes. There was no citizens' comments. Staff liaison, as Linda has mentioned, definitely there's bingo this Thursday at the community center. I want to say they told me they have at least maybe 85 or 90 people signed up. I
Wow.
think the max is 100. Naturally, you all have met the new senior services coordinator, Ms. Pritchard. And I want to say this will probably be my last meeting because Ms. Pritchard is now the staff liaison for the senior commission. She sits here at Centennial Commons, kind of not too far from my office. So if she ever needs help, I'm here. What else? That's kind of it with me. Does anybody have any questions?
No, but thank you, Linda, for being, with us as long as I've been here, maybe, and I know a
Ooh.
lot longer, and
Oh,
for all
yes.
your
It's
hard
been
work and
quite a while.
everything you've done for this commission.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Mary D.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Gary. Who I've known forever.
So it sounds like moving forward too, we need to go ahead and establish roles as well.
Yeah, because there was normally a president, a vice president, and a secretary.
Okay.
But I
So
mean, now you may want to wait because this commission does have seven commissioners.
that's what I'm thinking in September.
Yeah.
Once, we
Hopefully,
get
we
more
get
people
some
in
more.
place, and
Yeah.
then once we reconvene in September, that'll be an ideal meeting to go ahead, establish roles and
Right.
what those roles
Got
do, and go ahead and be ready to rock and roll as we move into the fall.
Yeah, you got five. Fingers crossed you get two more. That was it, unless anybody had any questions for me. Okay. The next, John's not here. John is out of town, so there will be no council liaison report. And I indicated new business was Linda kind of doing her spiel on what her role is, what she's looking to do. I did make myself a note to definitely reach out to the city clerk to and if it's possible for her to send you what she proposed to our director that hopefully fingers crossed gets approved. And then definitely publicize the lunch and learn definitely at Thursday's bingo. As well as
Right.
we got a flyer for Shed from Shed that
Right.
they would like publicized also. Was there any and under the any other new business?
I had a question about the lunch and learns. Where do they are these senior commission lunch and learns? Are they from some other
No.
organization?
No. This is aging ahead. And the library.
Okay, so it's part of the library. Okay. So
And
if we had
it's held at the library. I can scan the flyer in and send it.
some things that could be good for the lunch and learn, we would go through them rather than through
Well,
the
actually,
senior commission.
you can send it to me
Okay.
because Teresa is the part of that trio.
Okay. All right.
And so she's looking for people for next year. In fact, we just had a
Okay.
conversation.
So they're already set for
They're
through this
set through
calendar
December.
year, through December.
Yeah,
Okay.
they're set through the end of the year, but she's in the process of working with the library and aging ahead for next year. So
Okay.
if you have suggestions or somebody that you know of, yeah, by all means.
There were because it's, I guess, because that's going to be 2026, because there were two things I was thinking of. Was one, internet safety, because that was my old job at WashU for decades, but especially with the new election coming up, seniors, everybody needs to know this, but seniors especially are getting hit with scams and need to learn some no software things you don't need software for, but just the type of common sense things to look out to protect, to be safe, or who to call if you're
And
not
if you are
sure.
you interested in actually being a speaker or
I could either do it myself because I did do that for a long time, or I could find someone else. There's a professor at Webster who specializes in that. She actually wrote up a proposed amendment for the state house about about internet security that there was going to be presented, right? But then COVID hit and everything kind of disappeared. But I would be glad to come up with something like that.
send
And the
me
other,
your not a proposal, but just kind of send me email me
right.
what you're thinking of,
Okay.
and I'll be happy to forward it on. So then, because I mean right now they're in the process of looking for next year.
Okay. And the other thing, because also because of election year, I also do weekly work at the League of Women Voters, and that's going to come up where people need how, what kind of, making sure they're registered, how they we have like the caller ride system, for people to get to the polls. All sorts of election related stuff that seniors, well, everybody should know, but one could be come up that caters towards seniors, or just maybe with the senior commission information they have
And we're not just
compiled.
limited to lunch and learn, because as I
Right, that could
mentioned
be
earlier,
okay.
I put together a proposal for activities from now through January.
Okay.
So some of the stuff you're, well, the things you're talking about have kind of a sense of urgency, in my opinion.
And
Yeah.
it's not just seniors. That could be
Yeah, that could be anybody. So
anybody.
literally, when we reconvene in September, we can start looking at what do we want to do from now through the end of the year, early next year. We
Right.
can put together our own stuff too, because
Okay.
there's never too much information out there to help people.
And
So
that
it
was
doesn't have to be a one-off, because
one
even if
thing.
scams are talked about in that capacity, we could still do the same thing, just host it, a different day, a little earlier, whatever the case may be. And I don't think we'd be stepping on any toes because that's very valuable information.
Okay.
Well, and
Well,
that
I'll
was
write up a
a
couple of plans and get them to you, Linda.
okay.
Linda with an I,
Okay.
and then we'll have something ready for September.
Well,
Okay,
and that was the
wonderful.
one thing that I asked Linda when she submitted the proposal, was that because a lot of the things, I mean, we have people, our bailiwick here is 60 plus and you're considered a senior. I'm a senior. But you got some people who might be 50,
Right.
and it's possible that some of the things senior might be the exact same thing. It might be offered earlier in the day for the seniors, but in the Century Room here in the evening, i.e., the internet security.
Right.
Everybody needs to know that. A 40-year-old with a husband and two kids needs to know it.
That's
So
true.
it could be a possibility that, maybe it's offered on a different day, but in the evening, I think. So Linda and I worked because that was the one thing that I asked. A lot of the events and programs you were doing, were they just directed towards seniors, or could it be something that could be incorporated into the recreation division and open it up to a 30-year-old?
Yeah, and
Same
most of this information is valuable information no matter
to
how old you
anybody.
are. Yeah.
Right. So, and then I provided her kind of a calendar of what the community center schedule looks like, because we do have meetings and things there, and every Wednesday is court, and So it's some workarounds, but and then we have classes over here, but not every day. So yeah, Gary, definitely, my scope is beyond senior too. So yeah, both that you mentioned, kind of anybody, really.
And we do have the intergenerational thing with the students at the high school that we started as well. And Dr. Cox seemed very interested in continuing that. So, Linda with the I, I can talk to you about that as well, because that's something that was started this year and that we'd like to continue. And I'm just thinking for some programs, sometimes it's just, oh, is it possible to open them up at the same time so the seniors aren't isolated from the rest of the world?
True. That's very
Yeah.
true.
You know, it
And
doesn't.
right now, fortunately, as I'm kind of in the preparation mode, the time is available to have these conversations about what we want this to look like moving forward.
Yeah.
And definitely utilizing our community partners like the high school, the Alumni Association, Arts and Letters, the library, whomever. So that once again, we're taking advantage of what we already have here in U City and working smarter and offering more to our community and building that capacity.
Sounds good.
Okay. What else? What else? Any other topics of any other updates or topics of concern? Guess not.
Well, I'm just delighted that we're moving ahead. So welcome, welcome, Linda with the I, and thank you, Linda with the Y. But it sounds like we're beginning to move ahead, and that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. So, like I told each, so for each of you, if you have any suggestions or you like to just come in, or I can come to you, whatever's convenient, and have a meeting so that we can and talk about maybe some of your thoughts or suggestions. I'm open. I'm there every day. So just give me a call, shoot me an email, and we can go ahead and make something happen.
Linda, when are you there?
I was initially coming in earlier, but I found that I was missing a lot of people because a lot of people, like maybe mid morning, early afternoon. So I try to toggle between like 9 and 2, 9 and 3, somewhere in there, 9 or 10 to 2 or 3. So then that way I'm there in the middle of the day. But I'm always available. I'm flexible. I can come in and meet early. If you want to meet a little bit later than 3 or so, just let me know and I can make that happen as well.
Okay, because I'm probably going to come over there and walk because it's too hot. So I come over there every once in a while and walk or stuff. So, and my grandson's there all the time, playing soccer.
All right.
So.
But yeah, just give me a call or, email me and I'll be happy to set something up.
Okay.
Anything
And
else?
Linda, the same for me. If there's anything that you would like me to help with or have any questions, just feel free to contact me as well.
Okay, will do. What I'm gonna have in I'm gonna definitely have in place when we reconvene in September is an actual plan of action, a draft of a plan of action. So then that way I can get you all's input. We can make assigned duties. Definitely reach out to other municipalities, kind of see what they're doing, and continue on with what's already been working and look at what we want to do in addition to that to make sure that we're being effective.
You know, this is just a suggestion, but when you get your initial plans and are thinking about that, rather than wait till September, if you want to email us and we could begin to look at it. So when we get together, or the committee gets together, they have they can already come with their ideas, our
Okay.
resources.
That makes perfect sense. So yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Okay, that just does make sense if we can do
Yeah, because
that.
that way we'll be ready to work once we can, get back together, and we won't have to get caught up.
Then because again, it's been a while, so it'll be great to get moving.
Okay, that works for me.
Okay.
And Linda, to the commit, I'm going to be out of town in September. I'll be back in the middle of October. I can try to get, I'll be in Turkey, and it's an 8 hour difference. So 6 p.m. here is 2 a.m. there. If you really, I can try. If I, if I wake up, and then if my internet service is good,
Okay.
the town that I live in, there's not great internet
Well,
providers.
I'll be sharing everything before.
Oh yeah, that's what I was
Before
gonna
you
say.
leave. So then that way you can provide any inputs you need to
Right.
provide, and we'll
Before you
have
go.
that for when we reconvene.
Yeah, so make sure in September, if there's somebody not here, so you have a quorum. So,
Okay.
because you won't have me, but if it's really, super important that I'm on the call, I'll give it my best shot. It'll be 2 a.m. and I have to get good internet service because I teach at Webster University. And I'll be teaching in October, so I have work to do. So I think I'm going to get Starlink installed, and so I might have good internet, but I might not have any. So
Okay, but
I won't
it'll
be.
come before. It'll definitely come before you
And
leave. So
just
then that
submit
way
your
you'll have time
questions
to
then.
digest everything.
Yeah, and just submit your stuff then, just in the event you can't,
Yeah.
submit your, and then, they can submit, well, Chris would like to see XYZ element or P.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Is everybody good? Any other comments, questions, concerns? Okay. Well, thank you all for coming. I'm gonna miss you. You never know when I'll pop on.
Sure.
You never know when I'll pop on. All right. Good night,
All
everybody. Thank you.
right, everybody, have a good evening.
Bye
Okay, thank
bye.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.